You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible League International. Enjoy the show!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Day 48. We're continuing in the book of Exodus, and we're going to go through several, or actually many, commands and laws dealing with lots of different criminal and civil matters. Again, this is the formation of God's people and the formation of government. And the first parts of government, besides choosing your leaders, is to then decide on the laws that will govern the people. But let's keep in mind, these laws were not developed by the people. They didn't come from Moses. They weren't bills that passed the House and Senate. No, all of the laws you're about to hear in Exodus chapters 21 and 22 came directly from God. We're also continuing in the book of Mark. And Jesus has really been upsetting the Pharisees, the teachers of the law, and a group called the Herodians. That was simply the group of Jews who were on the side of King Herod. And when Jesus begins to defy the Sabbath day, and even goes so far as to say he's Lord of the Sabbath, well, it just ruffles their feathers. So they plan to kill him. And what does Jesus do about this? His strategy is to multiply himself. He starts to pick from the crowd 12 people, and he calls them apostles, and he gives them power to heal and to cast out demons. If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry, and you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started. Exodus 21, Other Laws and Commands. Then God said to Moses,
These are the other laws that you will give to the people.
If you become the owner of a Hebrew slave, that slave will serve for 6 years. After 6 years, he will be free, and he will owe nothing. If he was not married when he became your slave, he will leave without a wife. But if the man was married when he became your slave, his wife will be freed with him. If the slave is not married, the master can give him a wife. If that wife gives birth to sons or daughters, she and her children will belong to the master. After the slave is finished with his years of service, he will be made free.
But if the slave decides that he wants to stay with the master, he must say,
I love my master. I love my wife and my children. I will not become free. I will stay.
If this happens, the master will bring the slave before God. The master will take the slave to the door or the doorpost and use a sharp tool to make a hole in the slave's ear to show that he will serve that master for all his life.
If a man sells his daughter as a slave, the rules for making her free are not the same as the rules for making the men slaves free. If the master who bought her for himself is not pleased with her, he may sell her back to her family. He cannot sell her to anyone else because he broke his agreement with her. If the man bought her as a slave decides to give her to his son, he must accept her as a daughter.
If the man takes another woman as a slave or a wife, he must continue to give the other woman the same food, clothing, and rights she had before. The man must provide these three things for her. If he does not, the woman is made free, and it will cost her nothing. She owes no money to the man.
Whoever hits and kills someone must be killed too. Well, if an accident happens and a person kills someone without planning it, well, they not allowed that thing to happen.
I will choose some special places where people can run to for safety, so that person can run to one of those places. But whoever plans to kill someone out of anger or hatred must be punished. Take them away from my altar and kill them.
Whoever hits their father or mother must be killed.
Whoever steals someone to sell them as a slave or to keep them for their own slave, must be killed.
Whoever curses their father or mother must be killed.
Two men might argue, and one might hit the other with a rock or with his fist. If the man who was hurt is not killed, the one who hurt him should not be killed. If the man was hurt and must stay in bed for some time, the one who hurt him must support him. He must pay for a man's lost time until he is able to get around with the help of a cane.
Sometimes people beat their slaves. If the slave dies after being beaten, the killer must be punished. But if the slave is still alive after a day or two, the master will not be punished. The slave is the property of his master.
Two men might be fighting and hurt a pregnant woman. This might make the woman give birth to her baby before its time. The woman was not hurt badly. The man who hurt her must pay a fine. The woman's husband will decide how much the man must pay. The judges will help the man decide how much the fine will be. But if the woman was hurt badly, the man who hurt her must be punished. The punishment must fit the crime. He must trade one life for another. He must trade an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a hand for a hand, a foot for a foot, a burn for a burn, a bruise for a bruise, a cut for a cut.
If a man hits a slave in the eye, and the slave is blinded in that eye, then the slave will be allowed to go free. His eye is the payment for his freedom. And this is the same for a man or a woman slave. If a master hits his slave in the mouth and the slave loses a tooth, then the slave will be allowed to go free. The slave's tooth is payment for the slave's freedom. And this is the same for a man or a woman slave.
If a man's bull kills a man or a woman, you should kill that bull with stones. You should not eat the bull. The owner of the bull is not guilty. But if the bull had hurt people in the past, and if the owner was warned, then the owner is guilty. That is because he did not keep the bull tied or locked in its place. So if the bull is allowed to be free and kill someone, the owner is guilty. You should kill the bull with stones and also kill the owner. But the family of the dead man may accept money. If they accept money, the man who owned the bull should not be killed, but he must pay as much money as the judge decides.
The same law must be followed if the bull kills someone's son or daughter. But if the bull kills a slave, the owner of the animal must pay the master 30 pieces of silver, and the bull must also be killed with stones. This law will be the same for men and women slaves.
Someone might open a pit or dig one and not cover it. And another man's ox or donkey might fall into the pit and be killed. If that happens, the owner of the pit must pay the owner of the animal. But after he pays for the animal, it will belong to him.
If one man's bull kills another man's bull, they should sell the bull that is alive. Both men will get half of the money that comes from selling the bull. And both men will also get half of the bull that was killed. But if a man's bull has hurt other animals in the past, the owner is responsible for his bull. If his bull kills another bull, he is guilty because he allowed the bull to be free. That man must pay bull for bull. He must trade his bull for the bull that was killed.
Exodus 22.
How should you punish someone who steals a bull or a sheep? If he kills the animal or sells it, he cannot give it back. So he must pay 5 bulls for the one he stole, or he must pay 4 sheep for the one he stole. He must pay for stealing. If he owns nothing, he will be sold as a slave. But if he still has the animal and you find it, you must give the owner 2 animals for every animal he stole. It doesn't matter if the animal was a bull, a donkey, or a sheep. If the thief is killed while he is breaking in to steal, no one will be guilty for killing him. But if this happens during the day, the one who killed him will be guilty of murder.
A person's cattle might wander from his own field or vineyard and graze in a field that belongs to someone else. If that happens, the owner must pay the other person for what the cattle ate, and the payment must come from the best of his crop.
What if someone starts a fire in his field, and it burns through the thorn bushes around his field into his neighbor's field? And what if the fire burns his neighbor's grain that has been cut and stacked or is still growing? If that happens, the person who started the fire must pay for all the grain that was burned.
A person might give some money or tools to a neighbor for safekeeping. What should you do if someone steals those things from the neighbor's house? If you find the one who stole them, that thief must pay twice as much as the things are worth. If you don't find the thief, the neighbor must take an oath before God that he did not steal the things that did not belong to him.
What should you do if two men disagree about a bull or a donkey or sheep or clothing or something that is lost? One man says,
"This is mine!"
And the other says,
"No, it's mine!"
And both men must take an oath before God, and God will decide which one is guilty. The one who was wrong must pay the other man twice the value of whatever was lost.
A man might ask his neighbor to take care of an animal for a short time. It might be a donkey, a bull, or a sheep. What should you do if that animal is hurt or dies or is stolen and no one saw what happened? That neighbor must explain that he did not steal the animal. If this is true, the neighbor will promise to the Lord that he did not steal it. The owner of the animal must accept his promise. The neighbor does not have to pay the owner for the animal. But if the neighbor stole the animal, he must pay the owner for the animal. If wild animals kill the animal, the neighbor should bring the body as proof. The neighbor will not have to pay the owner for the animal that was killed.
If a man borrows an animal from his neighbor, and the animal's hurt or dies, the neighbor must pay the owner for the animal. The neighbor is responsible because the owner was not there himself. But if the owner was there, the neighbor does not have to pay. Or if the neighbor was paying money to use the animal for work, he will not have to pay if the animal dies or is hurt. The money he paid to use the animal will be enough payment.
If a man has sex with a virgin who he is not engaged to, he must pay her father the full amount necessary to marry her. If the father refuses to allow his daughter to marry him, the man must still pay the full amount for her.
He must not allow any woman to do evil magic. If she does magic, must not let her live.
You must not allow anyone to have sex with an animal. If this happens, that person must be killed.
Whoever makes a sacrifice to a false god should be destroyed. The Lord is the only one you should make sacrifices to.
Remember, in the past you were immigrants in the land of Egypt, so you should not mistreat or harm anyone who is an immigrant in your land.
You must never do anything bad to women whose husbands are dead or to orphans. If you do anything wrong to these widows or orphans, I will know it. I will hear about their suffering, and I will be very angry and kill you with a sword. Then your wives will become widows, and your children will become orphans. If you loan money to any of my people who are in need, don't be like a moneylender. Don't charge them interest. If you take their cloak to make sure they pay the money back, you must give it back to them before sunset. The cloak might be their only protection against the cold when they lie down to sleep. If they call to me for help, I will listen, because I am kind.
You must not curse God or the leaders of your people.
At harvest time, you should give me the first grain and the first juice from your fruit. Don't wait until late in the year. Don't wait to give me your firstborn sons. Also, give me your firstborn cattle and sheep. The firstborn stay with its mother for 7 days. Then on the eighth day, give him to me. You are my special people. So don't eat the meat from something that was killed by wild animals. Let the dogs eat the dead animal.
Mark chapter 2, verses 18 to 27. A question about fasting. Once the followers of John and the Pharisees were fasting, some people came to Jesus and said,
"Why don't your followers fast the way John's followers and the followers of the Pharisees do?"
Jesus answered, "At a wedding, the friends of the bridegroom are not sad while he is with them. As long as they have him there, it is not the time for fasting. But the time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them. Then they will be sad and fast. When someone patches old clothes and ever use a piece of cloth that is not yet shrunk, if they do, the patch of new cloth will shrink and pull away the old cloth and make a bigger hole. Also, no one ever pours new wine into old wineskins. The wine will burst the old wineskins. The wine will be ruined as well. You always put new wine into new wineskins." One time on a Sabbath day, Jesus and his followers were walking through some fields of grain. As the followers walked along, they began to pick some heads of grain to eat. Some Pharisees said to Jesus,
"Look at your followers. Why are they doing this work that our law does not allow on the Sabbath day?"
Jesus answered them, "You have read what David did when he and those with him had no food and were hungry. It was during the time of Abiathar the high priest. David went into God's house and ate the bread that was offered to God. He also gave some of it to those who were with him. This was against the law, which says that only priests can eat that bread." Then Jesus said to the Pharisees, "The Sabbath day was made to serve the needs of people. People were not made to serve the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord, even over the Sabbath." Mark chapter 3, verses 1 through 30. Jesus heals a man on the Sabbath day. Jesus went to the synagogue again, where there was a man with a paralyzed hand. Some people who were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus were watching him closely, were waiting to see if he would heal the man on the Sabbath day. Jesus said to the man with the paralyzed hand, "Stand up here where everyone can see you." Then Jesus asked them, "What does the law allow us to do on the Sabbath day? To do good or to do evil? Is it right to save a life or to destroy it?" But no one said anything. Jesus looked at the people. He was angry, but he felt very sad because they had closed their minds. He said to the man, "Hold out your hand." The man held out his hand and it was healed. Then the Pharisees left and met with the Herodians to plan a way to kill Jesus. Jesus went away with his followers to the lake, and a large crowd of people from Galilee followed him. Also many people came from Judea, from Jerusalem, from Idumea, from the area across the Jordan River, and from the area around Tyre and Sidon. These people came because they had heard about all the wonderful things Jesus was doing. Jesus told his followers to get a small boat ready for him to use to keep the crowds of people from trampling him. He had healed many of them, so all the sick people were pushing towards him to touch him. Some people had evil spirits inside them. When the evil spirits saw Jesus, they fell to the ground before him and shouted,
"You are the Son of God!"
But Jesus gave the spirits a strong warning not to tell anyone who he was. Jesus went up into the hills. He told some of his followers, those he wanted, to join him there. So they went to meet with him. He chose 12 of them and called them apostles. He wanted these 12 men to be with him and he wanted to send them to other places to tell people's God's message. He also wanted them to have the power to force demons out of people. These are the names of the 12 men Jesus chose. Simon, the one Jesus named Peter. James and his brother John, the sons of Zebedee. Jesus called them Boanerges, which means sons of thunder. Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, Judas Iscariot, the one who later turned against Jesus. Then Jesus went home, but again a large crowd gathered there. There were so many people that he and his followers could not even eat. When his family heard about all these things, they went to get him because they thought he was crazy. And the teachers of the law from Jerusalem said,
"Satan, the ruler of demons, is living inside him. This is the one giving him the power to force demons out of people."
So Jesus called them together and taught them with stories. He said, "Why would Satan force his own demons out of people? A kingdom that fights against itself will not survive. And a family that is divided will not survive. If Satan is against himself and is fighting against his own people, he will not survive. That would be the end of Satan." No, that's not what has happened here. Only someone who is stronger than the strong man can enter his house and steal his things. You have to be able to tie him up before you can rob his house. Now, it is true that people can be forgiven for all the sinful things they do. They can even be forgiven for saying bad things about God. But I tell you that you will never be forgiven for speaking against the Holy Spirit. You will always be guilty of that sin. Jesus said this because the teachers of the law had accused him of having an evil spirit inside him. Proverbs chapter 5, verses 1 through 14. The wisdom of avoiding adultery.
Son, listen to this piece of wisdom from me. Pay attention to what I know to be true. Then you will know how to live wisely, and what you say will show your understanding. Another man's wife may tempt you with words as sweet as honey. Her soothing talk may be so inviting, but in the end, she will leave a bitter taste. She will cut you like a sharp sword. She is on a path leading to death, and she will lead you straight to the grave. She does not try to stay on the path to life. She has lost her way and does not even know it. Now, my sons, listen to me. Don't forget the words I say. Stay away from a woman like that. Don't even go near her house. If you do, others will get the honor you should have had, and you'll be putting the rest of your life in the hands of someone cruel. People you don't know will take all your wealth. Others will get what you worked for. In the end, when you are sick and dying, you will be sorry about the life you live. You will say,
"Why didn't I accept discipline? Why did I refuse to be corrected? I didn't pay attention to my teachers. I would not listen to anyone. And now look, my life is almost a total disaster, and everyone knows it."
Thank you, everyone. That was day 48. Join us for day 49. We finish up with some more laws, and then a list of annual festivals that need to happen. What good is a nation without holidays, right? And then God and Israel make an agreement with each other. And in the book of Mark, Jesus tells the story about a farmer sowing seed. And it's really a story about us. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.